This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. We've paid close attention to the kidnapping of foreigners in Iraq, like American Nick Berg, who was killed on camera. Almost unnoticed is an upsurge in the kidnappings of Iraqis. Doctors, businessmen, and educators are being targeted and held for ransom. Many Iraqi professionals are now fleeing the country because of the kidnappings, and they take with them some of the knowledge needed to rebuild the country. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports from Baghdad.
When 14-year-old Ayad didn't come home from school one recent Sunday, his physician, Father Mustafa, quickly began checking medical centers and morgues across Baghdad.
Entering the emergency departments, I've entered every morgue, every refrigerator I've opened, seen the corpse. And after excluding these possibilities, I began to thought that he was kidnapped.
Mustafa's fears were on target. Several men in two cars had put guns to Ayad's head that morning and stuffed him into a car just blocks from home. For security reasons, the family asked that their real names not be used for this story. Three excruciating, sleep-deprived days passed before the family heard anything. Finally, the kidnappers called and put the teenager on the phone.
He said, Daddy, it's me. I'm frightened, especially at night. Please help me. I said, okay. One thing I'm going to tell you, just pray to God.
Typical of this new wave of Iraqi kidnappings, the abductors communicate through handheld satellite phones and know extraordinary personal details about the families. Phone numbers, financial assets, and daily movements. Details many Iraqis say could only be obtained by former members of the Mukhabarat, Saddam's vast spy service. For nearly 2 weeks, Mustafa had tense back-and-forth negotiations with the kidnappers as they demanded $500,000. It's an ugly thing, he says, to bargain for your son's life. Iraq's newly appointed Interior Minister, Samir El-Soumadi, says some kidnappers are likely funneling ransom profits to insurgent cells, Sunni and Shiite. But a larger goal of the kidnappers, Soumadi believes, appears to be draining Iraq of doctors and other professionals central to building a new country.
The victims were asked, why didn't you leave Iraq, or ask them to leave? So there's an aim to empty Iraq from scientific minds, and we are afraid that those criminals will shift to universities, professors, scientists, and merchants.
That's already happening. A prominent Baghdad businessman was recently abducted by men dressed as police. During his 17 days in captivity, his family says the merchant was tortured with electric shocks and beaten with cables. His family told NPR he suffers nightmares and is too traumatized to talk on tape. Iraqi police don't have any real idea how many Iraqis have been or are still held kidnapped. In fact, Mustafa says most Iraqis don't trust the new police to do anything.
The police came to my house, they offered their help, and I said, okay, your help will be not interfering my problem, I'm going to solve my problem by myself.
That widespread attitude prompted Interior Minister Soumadi this week to publicly implore Iraqis to seek police help in solving the rash of kidnappings. But so far, that doesn't appear likely. 14-year-old Ayad was eventually released, physically unharmed. Sitting in the living room of his grandfather's house, the 14-year-old says he's now reluctant to venture outside.
Well, if I go with my father in the car, it's okay, but actually, I'm afraid to go on the street alone.
But the family's troubles weren't over after Ayad's release. The kidnappers soon demanded thousands more not to abduct the older son, 16-year-old Yasser. The father had sold property, cars, and his business to free his youngest son. Now he hawked his wife's jewelry and borrowed from half a dozen relatives to keep his eldest from harm. Suffice to say, Mustafa says, the kidnappers cleaned us out.
You work all throughout your life and you have dreams of your own, and then everything collapses in a sudden way. In a matter of 2 weeks, you'll be blank. It's very difficult. You have to start once again.
But the doctor will start over outside of Iraq. As soon as school's out at month's end, he says, we'll move to Syria or Jordan. The kidnappers are draining Iraq of its brilliant minds, he says mournfully. At least, he adds, my sons are alive. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Baghdad.